Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This story happened to me today, so I'd like to share it with you. I went to an Rheinfirnis. What is it, a Rheinfirnis? It is the day and the custom of bringing a three-year-old boy into cheder for the first time, into a Torah school for the first time. Now, usually a Rheinfirnis takes place the same day as the Upsherinis. What's the Upsherinis? That's the first haircut of a Jewish boy, which according to the Minhagim of the Arizal and Hasidic communities and many other communities, that takes place at 3 years old. So the first haircut, probably everybody has seen. The little boy comes in, he's 3 years old, his hair is usually down past his shoulders, beautiful hair, long hair, and everybody gives some tzedakah. Someone might read a letter from a tzaddik or a Rosh Shiva of Mazel Tov, and the little boy might say a few words of Moshe Torah Tziva or something like that, and his hair is cut. Everybody gets treats. It's a very happy time. And then later, many have the custom to take the child, still wrapped in a talis when he goes outside, so he should only see holy things. And he's brought into cheder, into a Torah school. Now that he's 3 years old, he can start to learn with a teacher. And he's brought in, and he sits on the Rebbe's lap, usually. And the Rebbe puts some honey on an aleph, and the little boy repeats after the Rebbe, aleph, aleph, and he takes some of the honey from that's been dripped on the aleph, and he tastes it after saying a bracha shahakol, and he tastes that Torah learning is very sweet. And similar. That the idea is that the little boy, as he begins to learn Torah, the Aleph Beis, and perhaps the first pasuk in Vayikra, our Chachamim tell us that children begin learning in Vayikra because Vayikra is about Karbanos, and Karbanos are pure, and little children are pure, and other customs that various communities may have. The little boy sees that Torah is very, very sweet. He's given lots of sweets, honey cake, some write up pasukim on it, and so forth. And then, at many Rheinfirnisses, there is candy thrown from behind the little boy, and even some coins. And where are these candies and coins being thrown from? Our Chachamim tell us from Malach Mechoyel, the angel Mechoyel, who Hashem assigns to take care of the needs of the Yidden. Now, of course, it's really the father and the Rebbe who are throwing these candies and coins, but they are acting as the agents. They are acting as the shluchim of Malach Mechoyel. Therefore, we can actually tell the child, the Rebbe tells us, that these candies are being thrown by Malach Mechoyel, the actual angel, because although the father and the Rebbe are actually throwing them physically, but they are acting as the agents, as the shluchim of Malach Mechoyel, and therefore Malach Mechoyel is credited with throwing these candies. And then afterwards, there is a Seudas Mitzvah. The Rebbe tells us that it's actually a Seudas Mitzvah for the family to get together, make l'chaim, to have a Seuda, washing, and all of this impresses the boy, hopefully, very, very much, and how beautiful and how sweet Torah learning is. Now, I am not 3 years old. I am actually much older than that. But I learned a very, very important lesson at this Rheinfirnis. That is that Torah is much sweeter than we may think. And even though we don't usually put honey on the pages of our Gemara or our Mishnah or our Chumash, it's something we do for the three-year-old boy for the first time. But still, the lesson is very important. learning Torah, although he worked very hard at it, Ikaita Masasi Tamim. The Gemara said that success in learning Torah only comes if we work very hard at it. But at the same time, it's sweet work. Learning Torah is very sweet. Just like a sweet story is sweet, so too, even if we're learning serious topics in the Gemara, or Halacha, or Chumash, or Mishnah, but still, it's sweet. Because this is Hashem's Torah, this is Hashem's teachings, and when we learn Torah, we really unite together with Hashem in a most wondrous way that no other activity can do. When we really understand the Torah, and we really put our minds into the learning, it's Hashem's wisdom in our mind. We are immersed in the wisdom of Hashem, and the wisdom of Hashem is within us. It's a wonderful, wonderful unity, very, very special and unique, and very, very sweet. And Hashem bless you and me and all of us with much success in our Torah learning, to learn a lot, to learn it well, and to feel the sweetness of Torah every single day. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.